People, purpose. Patience is a podcast. Just gonna jump right into it. Once you realize the power of your tongue, you won't just say anything. I've been, you know, taking a back seat to a lot of things lately, just letting them play out. You know, normally I'd have quite a few episodes out by now, but this particular time I just decided to take my time and let things breathe, let things marinate, let things go, and just not respond. You know, I ain't been talking too much lately. And you know, like I said, once you realize the power of your tongue, you won't just say anything. I started noticing a lot of traction for the podcast, and a lot of people are really responding to the content I've been putting out. Not just the content, the way the episodes, the emotion, everything that I'm bringing. So I decided to take a little bit of a break to see if it was real or not, you know, just to see if everything that I thought I was feeling was actually happening, and how I should manage the moment, so to speak. I realized the power of my tongue. And I wanted to make sure that you're getting the best of me. You know, before I would record when I was emotional and needing to let things go, you know, have an outlet, so to speak, when this isn't the place for that. Because I could give you energy that I don't need to give this way. You know, I can go for a walk, jog, you know, go train or something if I needed to release negative energy. And a lot of the times I release my negative energy onto this podcast, and it didn't reflect me. It reflected me, true. I mean, it was me saying it, but I don't like some of the things I say when I'm angry, so to speak. So you really gotta watch what you say and, you know, what you do, and just give things the energy that needs it, you know? Like, I've been doing a lot more, you know, with the family and stuff like that, and just putting myself into that moment, so to speak, and focusing more at work, you know, focusing more on myself. And just really letting things just be. Haven't really had an opinion on much, and just letting things be, so to speak. So, you know what I mean? Not a lot has been going on. And I really tried to get an episode going with my uncle, but it's kind of hard to get him to sit still, so to speak, you know. Really kind of hard to get him to sit still when it's not anything benefiting himself, you know. And, hey, I'm not trying to knock him or anything like that, but, you know, it's a lot that a few members of my family could really give to this podcast, you know, just for an episode, just so you can hear their insight on things. And, you know, hear the banter of us go back and forth, stuff like that. You know, it'll happen, you know. But like I said, just letting things get the attention it needs, and not really responding to everything the way that I did. Because before, it was as soon as something happened, pow, I was talking. You know, I was putting out episodes after episode, and just I didn't really like what I was reacting to a lot of the times. You know, I should have just let a lot of it go. I mean, it was small little, you know, minute moments that I was speaking on and stuff like that, but I didn't even need to give it the energy that I did, you know. You know, so hopefully everybody been all right, stuff like that, and there's a few things that, you know, that caught my attention and sort of slowed me down it made me really take heed to what I was putting out there. I mean, the episodes were getting great responses. I was having great conversations with people about it. But I didn't appreciate what I was doing. You know, it was just me lashing out, being angry a lot of the times, you know. So I got to be better. So one thing I need to focus on is being better and realizing that I do have power in, you know, my voice. I do have power in my tongue, stuff like that. And I've been looking at a lot, you know, and a lot over social media and stuff like that. And it really has created a lot of behavior, jealous behavior over illusions. You know, some people are envious of things and relationships and lifestyles that don't even exist. You know, you put all of this stuff in your head that, oh my God, this person has so much. And this person goes everywhere. And this person lives the lifestyle that I live, to the point to where you're looking at yourself and you hate who you are because you're not that person you follow or that person you look up to on social media. But a lot of the times they're just giving you what they want to give you, so to speak, or what you want to see. You know, that illusion that life is this and it can never be bad, because most people only post when things are good, you know. But behind that lens and behind that photo is a, you know, broken individual. And then, you know, like I said, sadly, that's what people think is real. You know, I had to take a break and unplug and look at my real life. And not to say that my social media, you know, is any different, because it isn't. But I had to take a break from that because so much would get to me. It's like all I would see is negative this, negative that. And then in turn, I would sort of view people in that light. And I didn't like that at all. I didn't like seeing people in that light. I didn't like looking at friends or coworkers in that way from something that they would say. You know, and I took a lot personally, so to speak. Because like I said, there's power in words. And I didn't look at it as, oh, this person is just repeating what he or she saw or just giving their opinion on certain things. And, you know, I took everything for what it was, so to speak, instead of just letting people say things and letting it go, you know. And I really realized that you should stop trying to save people who, you know, who most of the time don't even want to give you their hand. You know, if you see them struggling or know that they're going through something and you try to help them out and they put on this facade like everything is okay, or they want it, you know, they don't care about certain things, or, you know, but you yourself, or in my case, me, putting a lot of energy and time into trying to build certain people up, build certain things up, and try to really make you see life differently when you don't even care yourself. But it's a way you can transfer your negative energy onto someone else, to the point to where once you get it out and you put it on a person that really cares, there you go. But you don't realize how much it'll affect the person that you're talking to. And me, myself, I take a lot in. I take a lot in from people that I talk to, and they always say the same thing. You know, I feel so much better after I talk to you and this and that. But nothing was solved. You know, you can say, I'm going through this with my spouse. I'm going through this at work. I'm going through this health-wise. I need to focus more on my health, or I need to focus more on this and this, or my kids are going through this. And once they tell me, they're okay. Oh my God, it's such a relief, this and that. But I'm like, nothing was solved. Now I'm sitting there trying to scramble with all of these ways and different ways to help you. And then next thing I know, I'm reaching out to you and you're telling me you're okay. Oh, we talked about it. We're okay. And I'm like, all you needed was to talk to somebody and not try to solve the issue. And if that was the case, then, you know, nobody should go through anything if all they need to do is talk about it. No action required. Just, I'm going through this. Let me give this person a call that I haven't talked to in a while, or let me go see this person at work, and they always help me out. And you don't realize you just dumped your junk, your trash, and all your emotional garbage onto me. And I'm stuck trying to do something with it, trying to make it better, trying to clean it up. But you're okay. So many people don't want to face what their lives. They just want to go on as if, oh, nothing affects me, this and that, you know. That's not right. That's not right. Not to me anyway, you know, that's not right. So if you're not willing to participate in your own rescue, so to speak, don't go around trying to get people to save you. If you're not willing to realize the problem or the cause, which is why you're in the predicament that you're in, then why do you expect anyone else to treat you the same way? Because if you go to someone and they just look at you and be like, oh, why are you worried about that? You know, I don't even want to hear about that. Let's talk about something else. Let's do something else. No, I want to talk about what's wrong. Isn't that, isn't that? So that person listens to you, and then you go off and you try to help them out. Being like, no, you know, let's go do that thing you was talking about. But I'm like, no, you done put all this shit on me now. We talking about it now. I'm not even emotionally involved in what I wanted to do because I was trying to get you out of that mode. You just needed somebody to put it on. Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair. I see why. I see why counseling is so high. And, you know, psychiatrists and shit charge so much because it's a lot to take in emotionally when you're dealing with someone that claims they just needed someone to talk to, you know. Oh, that's all I needed. That's all I wanted you there for, just to beat you up emotionally. But, you know, you know, it's a saying going around. It's like, take your anger out on your hustle. I can flip it and say, take your anger out. And not even say anger. Take your problems out. And only focus on forward. Just simple as that. Focus on forward. And not to say you're not going to go through things like, you know, your job financially or your marriage or sickness, someone dying or something like that, a problem with someone close to you. Just focus on forward. Don't really allow the negative to beat you up so much. It's hard, especially nowadays, because we've spent the last year and a half dealing with a lot of negativity. You know, a lot of people have found new ways to overcome things. Now that COVID has really hit and sort of made people go back to the root of things, you know, because everything was uncovered then, because that's all you had. You know, that's all you had was your truth. You couldn't lie on social media. Or you couldn't do this. You know, I've seen so many people who put on so good of a front on social media. Once COVID hit, it was all over with for them. They were being exposed for this and that and all of this stuff. You know, it is. I mean, it's easy to say just lead with the truth, but so many people don't want to. So many people want to make themselves seem as if they're a king or queen or they're unbothered by things, but nobody on this planet is immune to a bad day or something bad happening to them. We all got to know that, you know, we're a step away. And I've spoke on this before, so, you know, there's no need to really go back down that road. But, you know, it's take your anger out on your hustle is what they say. I mean, just put a lot of your energy into getting better. But, you know, bad shit is going to happen. There's a storm here and there, but, you know. And there's no way you can build up so much that you can make yourself impervious to anything. So you're going to feel it all. It's all going to hit you. You know, so don't just think that just your tunnel vision is only focused on you, that you know, you're not feeling the things that are hitting you from side to side in every other direction. Because you're going to feel it. Going to feel it. It's going to happen. You know, life is going to attack all of us. And, you know, certain people aren't built enough to handle it. But I've seen people who were very, very timid, very shy, you know, very, very much afraid of, you know, real life, that they sort of hid behind the things that they had or hid behind the bank account, stuff like that. But, you know, can't hide behind everything. Now, money can't erase everything. I mean, I've heard people say that, you know, I was watching a video last night and it was, I'm not going to put them out there, you know, but it was, money can't buy you health. It can, you know, money can purchase medicine, money can purchase, you know, doctors and stuff like that. Money can buy you health. But the way that the person worded it, it was just so many people put 100% stock in their financial health, that they do nothing for their physical or their mental. All they care about is money, 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 you know. But you can also say that the person that puts their stock into their physical is very self-centered and, you know, very selfish, that all they care about is self. So you can't really see difference in the two, because on one hand, you're selfish for this reason. On the other hand, you're selfish for that reason. But you got to find it in the middle ground to just realize that, you know, there's no way that you can be 100% obsessed with something. You're going to lack somewhere. Yeah, you could be 100% obsessed with making money, or, you know, making sure you train 2 or 3 hours a day and stuff like that, and making sure your body is what you think is perfect. Making sure you don't miss a dollar, making sure you're making all of this, you know, all that stuff, you know. You could be obsessed with it, but you're going to lack somewhere. So whether you're in perfect shape, or so you say, whether your bank account is has all of these commas and decimals, or so you say, you're in perfect shape financially, you know, everyone is one bad day away from just, you know, having to really look in the mirror and think like, oh man, I missed something somewhere. And that's the one thing that's kind of hard to find, is balance in life, you know? It's hard to find balance in life. It's hard to find balance, because on one hand, you got people that go to work every day, get up, you know, do things right. You live life right, give, and always have a smile on your face, positive and stuff like that, but they still struggle. You know, everyone must find balance in life. You can't just fully focus on one thing and expect everything else to be as prepared, you know, as prepared as you are for this one thing, but you're going to lack somewhere else. You know, but we all have 24 hours in a day, and, you know, it's hard for people to just, I'm going to do this for an hour, then I'm going to go to work, then I'm going to come home, then I'm going to, you know, you can't really plan and put everything into perspective, because life is very unpredictable for everybody. You just got to know how to roll with every punch and roll with everything that happened and try to stay in the good waves, you know, because no, you're not going to be able to handle every wave, you know? So, a lot of people also put it this way. Always know your end goal, and make sure every move you make is for that particular goal. Every move you make. You know, if you got an extra dollar, put it there. If you got an extra moment, study. You know, make sure that you put everything towards that goal. I've seen it work. I've also seen people fail miserably, but I've seen it work. You know, I want more for my children. I want more for my wife. I want more for myself. Me alone saying that, it won't just up and magically happen. That's my goal for my, you know, for my immediate family to be, to have their goals, they have, everything is sort of a tree, right? You know, I'm not necessarily saying I want to be that main root, that branch, that trunk that everything grows out of. But I know, like I said, I know just myself saying it, it won't happen. You know, I can't just up and just say, I want my wife's business to grow. I want my children to be, do whatever it is that they want to be, do whatever it is that they want to do. I want the podcast. I want this and that. I want that and this. Me saying it isn't helping them. You know, they still have to do their part. I'm going to have the confidence. I'm going to have, hopefully have them prepared for everything, you know, but what if I don't? Am I going to take all of that? If it doesn't happen, am I going to take that as my responsibility? No, I'm not. I'm not going to take it as my responsibility that it didn't happen, because they know. I'm just going to put it into them that you got to work. For everything you want in life, you got to work for it. You know, nothing is given. Everything is earned, so to speak. So, you know, you can't expect your positivity and your, you know, makeup to sort of sprinkle on everybody. Hopefully they get a little bit of it, but they're going to have to realize what works for them. You know, I try to tell people at work all of the time, you can't do what I do. You can't work how I work. You don't have my work ethic. But if you follow in this and you try to make it your own, you can have your own way of doing things and your own way of making things work for you. I try to take that into my home life as well, because they don't want me living their lives for them. You know, half the time, they don't even want me there. You know, I mean, not to say they don't want me there, but it's like, all right, daddy, I got it, you know, or all right, baby, I got it, you know. So, you know, you got to let people make their own mistakes or, you know, have their own triumphs, because you don't want them to feel like you're involved in everything. You got your hands in everything and you're just trying to take everything, take all the credit, because that's something that I had to go through myself. You know, I wanted so badly for my wife and my kids to do this and do that, that, you know, every triumph or every time they smiled, I made sure I was right there popping up with my little 2 cents or what I put into it. You know, I had to get that ego out of there. You know, I had to get that ego out of there, that I was always, that I always needed to be involved in this and that. I don't, because you'll find out it's much better if you sort of make mistakes, you know, a lot of trial and error. That could really help you in life in the long run, you know. So, you know, that's that. I've also tried to tell people that, you know, you wake up different one day. You know, what you thought was important isn't important anymore. You know, but you got to come to terms with that in that moment. You know, I've had to live with that as well. Like, just trying to predict the future or always trying to be prepared for the next thing. But what if the next thing don't happen? You know, I had one episode that did very well, and I tried to repeat the exact same thing for the next episode. What happened? Just didn't get the traction, didn't get what I wanted. And I was like, okay, this is going to be something that's going to be sticking with me, because you think you know, but you just have no idea how life is going to go. So you're just going to have to prepare for every moment. Everything you go through, you're just going to have to be prepared for it. Not everything is going to go your way, so to speak. But y'all know that. You know, we have our moments where we smile or cry and shit like that, you know. So we good. So you got to be at peace with what is. You know, life isn't going to stop because it sees us stressed or crying or something like that. You know, we don't have anybody over our shoulder that when we go through something that says, oh, you know, okay, I'll stop at this moment. No, it's not going to stop. Just because you're stressed or whatever, you just let it go. You know, like I said, you have to live in every moment, savor every moment. Can't overlook anything. Because it could happen again. The stress could happen again. Tears could come again. Bad times could come again. But guess what? It's good times too. The laughter can come again. You know, you have to live in the moment. Have to. Oh my gosh. You know, like I said, nothing has really been up. You know, but life, for real, you know, just trying to make sure I stay in the moment. Basically, just make sure I stay in the moment and prepared. Stay prepared for that moment. Oh, man. Getting kind of hectic around here, you know, with birthdays and stuff coming up, anniversaries, Mother's Day, and stuff like that, you know. But I ain't the only one going through that, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there going through it. But, like, it's not bad. It's just, and when I say hectic, I don't necessarily mean, like, a, you know, it's bad, you know. It's a good hectic. You know, I enjoy seeing my family together. You know, my mother come around, my little brother. I enjoy having us together. It's like I said, you got to cherish every moment, though. Kids getting bigger. And not just physically, mentally, too. You know, we had sort of a discussion with our oldest boys about, you know, parenthood, you know. And my wife didn't want to have that conversation, but, you know, it was one that we had together, you know. It wasn't a bad talk. We knew it was coming, you know. That's why I'm happy for the dynamic that is, you know, our family. You know, the kids not afraid to be themselves. And even when they go through things that we don't like or say or want to do things that we don't like. Well, I can't say we. I myself. And I just have to know that this is what I wanted. I wanted them to be completely free of me, completely free of their mother, but still know that we're their parents. Just want them to know that I'm not going to be like a roadblock or something like that. If I see you doing something that I don't like, I'm going to warn you about it, true enough, or I'm going to weigh out pros and cons, but I've learned to not be in the way as much anymore, you know. Because I know, you know, like I said, there's power in your words. There's power in your tongue. There's also power in your presence as well. There's power in your presence. And it came to the point to where I didn't want to share my accolades or tell anybody about the things that was being said about me, because I didn't want them to think that I was bragging or boasting or anything like that. I wasn't. I'm not. I had to get over that one real quick, because I thought I was. I thought I was bringing my wife down by saying that things, this is what's good happening to me. And, you know, I think I spoke about this as well, but I just, you know, I had to get on my own head a little bit, thinking that everything that I was doing was hurting. You know. And just know that not look at my presence as being a problem, but just look at it as being what I hope it is. No, not hope, no, but I know it is. And it's a positive presence, positive essence. You know, I'm trying to really only give off positivity and be a beacon for even myself to follow. You know, I'm not nowhere near where I want to be in life. And, you know, that just makes me work a little harder, because if I'm nowhere near where I should be in life, then how can I put that on my wife or my children to continue or to think or to know that they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and you know, me take a back seat, so to speak. You know, I can't take a back seat. I can't do them like that, you know. And not to say that I'm trying to protect them from failure. I'm not. You know, you must go through it. You must go through it. Because if you don't go through failure, how are you ever going to know? How are you ever going to know what you're made of if you don't go through it? You know, so I already know there's that. I'm going to start a new thing. I'm going to pick a book, probably a book a month, maybe. And I'm going to tell you about it, you know, tell you why I went to this book. And then hopefully in a month I'll have it read, and or a couple of weeks or whatever, depends on how long it was, and come back and, you know, have a discussion about it. The book that I'm still reading that I have yet to finish, I'm almost done. Wait a minute. It is The Way of the Superior Man, and it's not what people would think. It's not even daily affirmations. It's mainly a shift in focus, shift in a way of thinking, putting yourself into a feminine mind state if you're masculine, or putting yourself into a masculine mind state if you're feminine. And it's not even the, like, thinking of a woman or thinking of a man. It's just thinking in the way that, or approaching problems with your spouse, or approaching problems at work in a completely different way. And it's really giving me some insight to the point to where I even forgot that I was reading the book. And I'm not going to say that this book has completely changed me, because I'm not, you know, it's completely changed me lately. I'm not going to say it hasn't, but I stopped reading it because I start looking at everything that I read and really applying it to my life and giving it the time that it needed. Because, you know, when I read something, when I do something, I don't really just do it for that time. I really try to apply it, you know. So I'm going to pick a book. Hopefully I'll be through with this one within a week. And I still have to start another book. I still got to start The Mamba Mentality, which I have yet to crack, because these past 5 months have flown by and I have yet to crack that one, but I've read bits and pieces of it. And it's a book that I really can't wait to get into. But I haven't started it because, you know, I've just been trying to really work with The Way of the Superior Man and everything that that book has for me. And it's not just for men either. You know, women can read it too, because it has a lot of insight on the feminine mind state as well. And there are a lot of women who have masculine mind states and masculine ways too. And it's just to sort of find the dynamic. And it has really taught me how to apply it to my relationship too, because and not attack everything as forward and as aggressively as I normally would. You know, put myself into another mode with my wife and my children and my life as well. And like I said, it's a good book. So if you want it, David Dida, you know, he wrote it. And, you know, like I said, it's a pretty good book. It really is. But give me a couple of weeks and I'll have another book picked out. And I'll even throw some insight on Mamba Mentality, because I really plan to voraciously read that one. You know, put a lot of time and stock into that, because I've been seeing a lot of Kobe lately. And it's really putting it into me that his teachings, his words, the way he approached the game of basketball, the way he approached life, you know, and the way that his family is approaching life without him and his daughter. It's really putting a lot on me right now, you know, that I didn't really notice before. I'm I'm really trying to avoid speaking on personal things, because if I speak on personal things, I got to speak on people. And I don't like doing that. Y'all know that. I like keeping everything about me. And not to say that, like, in a self-centered, like, selfish sort of way, you know, I really don't want to talk about anybody who wasn't here to defend themselves. That's what I mean. You know, I really like putting myself in every situation and how I handle things. You know, this Patience is a podcast is for myself and things that I see. You know, like I said, keep things at eye level, but I can't really avoid the things that I go through without mentioning the people I go through with them. So I speak on things with my wife. I've spoken on things with my relationships, my relationship with my children, and my mother, brother, and, you know, sister as well. So now I guess, so I can get it off of my, just get it off my mind and get it away from me. You know, maybe I need to speak on my relationship with a lot of other people as well and just how it affects me. And since I'm not trying to dump this on you, I'm also going to give how I've overcome these feelings as well. Yeah, I know I do weekly episodes. So I had lined up an episode with my uncle that I just mentioned a little bit ago. And, you know, he was here and I was like, hey, you know, let's sit down and talk a little bit. Because I was really trying to slow him down, so to speak. And I was really trying to, you know, get him to just sit still for about half an hour. You know, talk and just laugh a little bit so I can really dig into him so he could give you his insight on life and the way that he's done the things that he's done in life. And I couldn't do it. You know, he kept telling me, yeah, he come over. My weekly episode I missed. And now it's Thursday and I'm way past my Monday deadline that I really wanted to give you all, but it was just on my mind that, you know, I'm not as aggressive as I need to be with people. And if I'm too aggressive, then they're going to think like, oh, you're trying to do this and do that, which I'm not. And he just got himself into an altercation with another family member that I don't speak to myself. And, you know, I see that person as being, to borrow a phrase, toxic. And be whatever words you can put that's below toxic. Doesn't want anything good to happen for anyone. Sees nothing but just brings nothing but destruction. And, you know, I've distanced myself, you know, and even though we stay very close to each other, you know, I've distanced myself. And I've told you all, you know, that story quite a few, well, maybe once or twice. But I took it on my responsibility to sort of help and sort of be there and sort of, you know, I want you to be different sort of way. Why can't you live life like this or live life like that? And it just hit me that you can't get this person to do anything because this person is going to be who they are. You can't change anything. All you can do is be an example for whoever sees you and whoever wants to latch on to who you are. Not everybody is going to see life the way that you see it. You know, I wanted to get a cousin of mine on, and quite a few of my family members, honestly, just slow down a little bit. You know, even though I don't speak or anything like that, I care. You know, I try to reach out, but and I think my wife really wants me to talk about it so I can get it out of me, you know, instead of talking to her about it. But she was like, I know, I see it hurt you. You know, it kind of does, you know. It kind of does for them to have their moments where they get together and this and that. And I'm really not invited, you know. I guess it's because of the person that I am and things that I don't do. But, you know, I just don't see life as a need to drink and smoke and stuff like that all of the time. I don't see that as a way of getting over your problems. I don't see that as a way of celebrating. You know, for the people that I know that just smoke, you know, smoke weed, you know, a lot of them just do it just to relax and reflect, not forget. Well, a lot of them do it for health reasons, like with anxiety, things of that nature. But it's not an everyday thing, you know. I'm not knocking anybody or downing anybody, but I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. You live your life how you want to live it. You know, I can't say nobody. Even though I still feel dumb enough to change the world, I still have those moments where I, you know, can't save a soul. Past week and a half have been pretty tough on me, like just reflecting and seeing things for what they are. You know, I've seen just people just have the complete disregard for their lives, and you know, it's hard. A lot of these people are young, and you don't want to see the youth go through these things. Drug addicts or neglect, abuse. You know, I see a lot of that. It just really got to me. It's really getting to me seeing my kids grow at the accelerated work rate that they're growing, and seeing these people when I go to work or I'm at work or stuff like that, and they're not too much older than my children, and they're going through the things that they're going through, and I'm like, I need to slow down something. And it just damn near ripped me apart, y'all. It really did. But I see everybody just in a rush, in a rush, in a rush, in a rush, and I'm like, y'all gotta slow the fuck down, because you don't wanna get there too fast. Live in the moment is what I keep trying to tell everybody, but don't nobody really want to do that. I ain't trying to get y'all to think like me or whatever. I'm not. I'm just speaking on the things that I see, things that I think. And there's no way you can prepare yourself for the look that a 16-year-old girl gives you right before she walks away. Okay, let me tell y'all the story before I just start talking, and y'all be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was at work. And, you know, you can't escape it no matter where you live. And I get tired of telling people this. The drug epidemic is a huge problem no matter where you live. I don't work in a bad area. I don't necessarily even live in a bad area. But seeing this 16-year-old girl, and, you know, I sort of know the look of a person that's about to do something that they have no business doing. And I spoke to her. And I said, hey, good morning. I ain't seen you in a while, because normally I see her in the store and she gets, you know, a donut, a bag of chips in the morning and stuff like that. And she was like, I need to get to the bathroom. And I was like, you know, hold up for a second. You know, how you been and stuff like that. I ain't got time to talk. I just got to get to the bathroom. I was like, okay. I was like, but you can't take your card now. You know, you got to leave your card outside. She was like, just leave me alone. But she was joking, but she was still saying, leave me alone. She's going to do what she wanted. She pushed the cart in the bathroom anyway to block herself in the bathroom. And she was shooting up. 16, 17-year-old girl. She was shooting up. And this other customer came in, and she was like, hey, I can't get in the bathroom. I was like, I'll come move the cart. So I moved the cart. Next thing I know, this lady busts in the bathroom. And then she runs out the bathroom after yelling at the little girl. She was like, I don't need to see that, this and that. She don't need to do that. And I'm like, ma'am, we can't stop her, this and that. And I know she's coming out the bathroom a half an hour later, cursing and all of this stuff, trying to steal all of this stuff, and I'm still trying to just talk and just stop and just say, slow down. You do not need to do this to yourself. And next thing you know, the police are called. She's getting arrested. She's getting this and that. And I'm thinking the situation is over with. Hour later, she comes busting back into the store, screaming, yelling, hollering, cursing. I'm like, you do not need to do this. No, they harassed me. Y'all did this. Y'all did that. Y'all took what was mine. And I was like, ma'am, you know, but you're just not prepared for that. You know, that takes you completely out of myself being at work, trying to do my job. Then I turn into just somebody that's really trying to protect this person because you're going too fast. But I'm really starting to see from, you know, myself and my wife, we have these sort of moments where we look at each other or I notice her, you know, and it's like that exhale, you know, that you need just to let shit go. Because we sort of know there's no more divide with children and adult anymore. And the reason why I say that, and the reason why I bring my wife into it, because we sort of see that. We have that common sort of common thing to where she'll say, that's your child. Get your child. And she's speaking about somebody that's 10, 12 years older than me. And in a way, that is my child. But when we look at our actual children and the things that they talk about and the things that they want in life and the way that they carry themselves, they're adults. So there's no real divide as when, you know, I was 10 and you knew you're not to say knew your place, but you knew you were a child. Not these days where you got 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds taking care of the house, taking care of the mother and the father or whoever. The main person financially in the household, and it's, you can't really tell a child anything because as many kids as I see that's out there, it's like, you don't know what's going on out here. You don't know what I'm faced with. You don't know what my mother's doing, what my father's doing. You don't know what I got to go through, big homie. You don't know what I got to go through. And you don't see children anymore. On the rare occasion I hear a child laugh. I really want time to stop. I don't hear it as much anymore. Like when I hear my children laughing, you know, around the house, I want it to go on forever because I know it can also be another moment where we're having an adult conversation. Not to say that I'm mad about that or anything like that, but when I was 10, 12, 13 years old, I didn't give a damn what was going on in the world. I was just happy to play or whatever. But now you got 10, 12, 13-year-old leaders. Leaders, like children that are affected by the social and racial divide. Children that know more about just the history of such and such, transgender this or whatever that. They know so much now to the point to where you can't even call them a kid. You can't even call them a kid no more. You know, that's that got to me this last week and a half because I seen so much of it. Like I said, whether it was dealing with the person that's older than me, but mentally isn't. The way that they approach their life isn't, with children that are 10, 12, 14, 15, 16 years old that are out there faced with the stress of life. At 16, you know, you don't need to be that way. But like I said, there's no more children, no more adults. Because when you got adults out there that's still trying to live like they 16 and something like that, making all these videos on social media or living their life through all of these filters, a lot about their age and this and that. I mean, fuck, this is confusing. I'm just saying, you just don't know what it's like to have a child, 13, 14, look at you in your face and like, you don't know what I'm going through. I'm like, you shouldn't be going through shit. But you are. But you are, and it's like these days are months. These months are years. These years are decades. Don't nobody play no more. You know, I got all these people. Why you smile so much? Why are you always in a good mood? You don't know what's going on out there? You look at these people and I'm like, yeah, I know what's going on out there, but I choose to face life with an attitude that I'm going to get through it instead of allowing myself to just be hurt by it. No, they don't prepare you for this shit. You know, it ain't no way to. Ain't no blueprint for this one, y'all. Just gotta handle it how you can handle it, you know. I keep saying we gonna make it, and I keep believing that we gonna make it. Better days ahead. Gotta believe that. For the people, for the purpose. Patience is a podcast.